Rusty Quill presents.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Not Quite Dead. Episode 28, The Kill Jar.
Morales, wake up. We're here.
Oh. Hang on. This is...
Look, where you used to live.
I thought you said...
I think you are ready. If you are recognized, I will glamour them. If you cannot do it yourself.
You think I could do that?
Oui. You have come very far, Alfie. Foolish as it was for you to tear out your tooth, otherwise you have shown remarkable strides towards self-actualization.
Oh my God. Are you trying to compliment me?
I compliment you often.
No, you don't.
Perhaps we have differing definitions of compliment.
Me? You spend measurable time criticizing me on a daily basis. You said I'm a disaster.
Oui, but I've also said I'm beginning to trust you.
Oh, wow. Someone booked the bridal suite.
You are mocking me.
Oh, well spotted.
We do not have to hunt here.
What? No, it's fine.
You do this when you want to deflect.
I don't. I'm not deflecting. What do I do when I'm not.
Okay.
You're going to drive me insane, you know.
At last, something we have in common.
What? You drive yourself mad too.
Alfie! Alfie, are you okay?
I wasn't. I didn't.
There is an entire population of vampires here. And the earthmates from Bonham's experiments.
Fuck it so much.
Can you handle it?
I can't smell anything, Nej. This is like fucking hell. It's like being blind. I want to throw up.
Concentrate on a single strand. A single flavour in the wind. Try to pick something neutral. A tree or a bird. What have you found?
A starling in a tree over there. It smells horrendous. Who knew birds stink so much?
Farmers. Since the invention of agriculture. Focus on the bird. Can you hear its pulse?
Oh. Yes, I can. So small, so fast. How odd.
Note the smell of its blood, a glint of its body, wounds the oil on its feathers, makes it soft and supple. Do you smell?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah. Thank you.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, you want me to choose?
Oui, it is your hometown, is it not? Where are its most delectable haunts?
Let me see. I think probably there's a good chance of us not getting noticed in Colloquium, which is where we hunted before we left the city. So that was smart of you to choose, but I don't know. Maybe, where's a good place that's nice, but I definitely won't get recognised?
God.
Nej, you've been hunting here sometimes, right? What places have you tried? Nej? Hello? Oi, French boy.
Nominally French. Pre-French. I sound like this because I've been there a while, that is all.
What are you...
Get in the car.
What? But you said...
Please, now, do as I say. We need to go.
Why? How have I already managed... Oh, fuck. Nej. We have to help her, Nej.
No.
Well, fuck you.
No. Alfie, stop!
The girl.
Breathing. We need to go.
No, the bite. It's saliva. I got an infection. It'll kill her.
We cannot stay here.
Why?
There are more down the riverbank. So many, so fresh. They must have been left here tonight.
Left here?
Alfie, please don't.
Two men. Medical equipment. The smell of the half-maids. An ambulance. They're headed out of town.
Alfie, I thought you wanted to save the girl.
Fuck you! Come here.
Just giving her your blood will not save her. It's like you said, there is an infection in her system. You'll need to try to draw it out, but it is spreading fast. You risk killing her just by trying to save her.
If I don't try, she definitely dies.
You'll have to bite her neck where the creature got her. You'll have to draw it out.
At the source, I know.
This will hurt you.
I know!
It burns, doesn't it? The taste of their rot. It numbs your tongue, but sears it all at once.
Shut up.
Careful. Listen to her pulse, how weak it is. The infection is already at her heart, Alfie. You will have to drink deep and fast if you want to save her. Every moment of it will burn you. Every second, you're on fire. You're digging yourself into a blood debt with every swallow. You know this. It's okay.
I thought I told you to shut up. No. Come on.
Listen.
Do chest compressions.
keep her heart going, please.
She's gone, Alfie.
Why didn't you help me? Why did you just stand there? What is wrong with you, you fucking psychopath?
It's going to be okay.
You soulless fucking beast, you monster, you heartless... Fuck you!
Alfie, it's okay.
You're deranged. You're actually fucking deranged.
You can hit me again if it will make you feel better.
Alfie, wait. It's fine, you fell by the river.
I'm going to take him to him.
Alfie, wait for me.
Fuck off, Nash.
Alfie.
Alfie.
Let me in.
What? So you're just going to leave me here? Let me in the car. People are staring at us.
What? Am I making a scene, Nash? Am I embarrassing you?
Yes, you are.
Please, Alfie, I'm begging you. Don't follow them.
Why not?
Please just trust me.
No, Nash. No.
I can explain.
Go right ahead.
What do you know about Genghis Khan?
What?
Genghis Khan, what do you know about him?
Fucking nothing, Nash. What the fuck does this have to do with anything? What's the matter with you?
Genghis Khan was one of the most fearsome and effective rulers of the ancient world. Many great rulers are buried in grand tombs, immortalized in these shrines to their decaying remains. The pharaohs of Egypt put their entire legacy to house their corpses. But Genghis Khan did not want this for himself. He wanted to be buried in an unmarked grave. And this wish was honored so thoroughly that within a lifetime of his death, no living humans knew the location of his remains.
So what?
By some accounts, this is not true.
Great. I don't care.
By some accounts, the tomb was rediscovered 30 years after Khan's death. They say that when they buried his body, he wasn't buried alone. They brought with them to the gravesite a camel and her nursing calf. When they laid Genghis Khan's body in the earth, they slit the camel calf's throat. Buried it alongside him. The mother camel would return to that spot every year, the place her baby was killed and buried, the only living thing with the knowledge of Genghis Khan's grave, so that the family might be led back there if they ever needed to be.
What are you saying to me? Nash.
Please, Alfie, do not follow them.
I don't care.
Okay.
Shut up. Ha! I see them.
Yes.
What? Why have they turned off their car lights? Fuck! Fuck! What the fuck? Oh my god! Oh my fucking god! Hello? Hello, do you need help? Hello?
They're dead. They're all dead.
No. No, no, no.
Alfie, get down!
Nash, are you... You're not hurt?
No, are you?
No. Shit. Shit!
We need to go.
No.
You don't understand. They will have alerted the others. They know we are coming. If we don't go now, there will be nothing left to find.
What?
Get up, Alfie, now.
I don't...
Get in the fucking car.
Okay. Where are we going?
You know where we are fucking going.
Why would they do that? They fucking killed themselves. Why?
To avoid being taken alive.
What?
I'm assuming they are thinking we have managed to keep at least one of the men who accosted me alive. They will have no idea how much we know. They will have been waiting for this since that day. It is possible they will have destroyed much of the evidence already.
How long have... You've been planning this? You've been fucking planning this?
Yes, I have. And you have... fucking shat the entire plan. Do you understand what you may have cost us? How dire these consequences will be?
We should have gone sooner.
No, Alfie. We should have waited. We should have gone prepared, not flying by the seat of our pants. We should have known what we were walking into before we walked into it. And you have destroyed everything with your reckless behavior. I cannot believe I thought you could be trusted with this. I cannot. I cannot.
How do they...
They know the fucking car, Alfie. As soon as they saw us behind them, they knew we were here.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you fucking...
You just demonstrated very adequately that in many circumstances, you are unwilling to listen.
You should have stopped me.
Ow.
I don't know.
I am not. I won't do that again.
What?
It does not matter.
Fucking fine. Maybe it doesn't. Who gives a shit? Why haven't you told me anything about what's going on? Why is there so much you're still keeping from me?
Because you are not ready. You are behaving like an infant. You deserve to learn how to be a vampire without this hanging over your fucking head, because it means nothing. Nothing. All it. You deserve time to be selfish and reckless, and for it not to matter.
I don't understand. What are you saying? There is no time.
Not anymore, there is not.
Nej.
I've tried to protect you. I have tried.
Nej.
I keep thinking of what Casper would have wanted. I think about what I would want for myself. I think of the vampires I see, the young vampires. I want you to be okay. You have to understand that my motivation has always been to make sure that you get to be safe. Please understand this. I will always make sure I am safe first, but you, your safety is a close, close second. You have been entrusted to me. Do you understand this? You are my responsibility.
No, I'm not.
I'm a grown man. I know. And you should never have been forced to make the decisions you have been forced to make.
So? Life's not fair, is it? What?
You think we are alive?
Yeah, I do. I do think that.
At least I've done this for you. If nothing else, I've saved you from that hatred that Casper always will. If nothing else.
You're kind of scaring me now.
Désolé. That is not my intent. I'm afraid enough for both of us. I'd like to avoid it spreading if I can. I don't suppose it's worth asking you to wait out here.
Out where? We're in the middle of nowhere.
No, we are not.
Oh, it's faint. It's well disguised. Deliberately. That's dead things. Deer, rabbits, cows and people. But there's more under it, isn't there? It's hidden on purpose. It's Bonham's lab, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what's the plan?
The plan was to wait a few moments until I properly understood how this facility works. I've been watching the river. You mentioned the remains of a vampire there. I think they are deliberately setting the half-mates now, but in the beginning, I think they were using the river to dispose of the bodies.
That's why there were so many victims found in there.
Really? And I don't think they realised the half-mates they were disposing of were half-mates at all.
How could they not know? From what you said, it's pretty immediately obvious.
Exactly.
It's something to do with Bonham's treatments, then. They're a byproduct.
That is my thinking. And I've been wondering why they would be releasing them at all, except that I think that may be obvious.
Oh?
They want to see what they will do, if their behaviour is an half-mate's behaviour or not. If they were released by accident at first, but now they are being monitored.
They're not sure what they've made here.
Exactement. Do you smell that in the forest?
Trails. People running away.
They are ready for us.
We have to go. We have to find out where they're holding Casper. Nej, come on, we need to go now. Unless you think they've taken him and the others. I can't smell that, but...
No, you're right. Come on.
Where's the... It's like a bunker door. It's all underground?
That is why it took Casper so long to find it, I assume. Otherwise, every vampire from here to the ocean would be able to smell what they were doing here. The scale of this production... It has not been seen for a long time.
I've seen something like this before.
Come on, Elfie. We may not be human now, but we were human once. You cannot possibly imagine that Casper and Bonham were the only ones questioning the mechanics of it all, not when you yourself are so insatiably curious about it.
No. I suppose not. The door isn't even shut. Can you smell water?
And smoke. Someone tried to set a fire here, but didn't turn off the fire suppression.
And... What is that? That's fucking... the air. It tastes wrong. And there's like 8 dead bats here.
In days past, there are caves that humans need to avoid. Legends would spring up around them, bird who flew too close to the entrances died. The cave mouth was littered with bones and corpses. People thought that they were the entrances to the underworld.
Carbon monoxide? A gas leak?
No. They wanted to destroy this place. They opened the taps.
It's making the smells inside. It's like they're moving different. It's harder to follow the trails.
Lighter than air, isn't it? It moves differently and interacts differently. I don't see how there is a building left at all. Just a spark and this whole place will light up.
We can't go now. Casper's in there. I won't leave him.
Alfie.
I won't.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He was so close to escape.
Another few feet and there would have been enough breathable air from the doorway. Poor fucker.
I would reserve your sympathies.
Hands. Where are her?
Alfie. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
This is where this fire was set. They tried to destroy their research.
These computers are ancient. I think the sprinklers have broken them. There's no way these were able to get online. The store, look. Cold storage. The smell in here is different, I think. Yeah, the sign on the wall. Gas fire suppression. This is why the whole place hasn't blown. Carbon dioxide. Mixing with the carbon monoxide. No wonder so many of them are dead. There are thousands of samples in here. Blood. All numbered by subject. Looks like they were in the middle of something when they left. This is... Oh. In this microscope, I think... I'm not sure, but I think this is a slice of brain tissue.
Putain de merde!
You okay?
Oui, just dead rats.
They smell... sick. And is that...
They were trying to cure them with the blood, but...
It's been tampered with. Looks thicker.
It is okay, just destroy.
Oh my god. Oh, fucking... Casper. Cass.
Elsie, wait.
Casper. Cass. Casper. Where are you? Cold storage too. The air is clean in here. That's a secure seal. Oh, what? What? Casper? Where are you? What have they done to you? Another door. The hemopharesis suite.
Sorry. Mr. Chief said they're draining your blood and let me.
She's gone, Elsie.
Don't just stand there. Help me.
Can't you smell it? She's like the others on this suite. The back of her head is gone. You're talking to a corpse.
Shit.
They left that door closed for a reason. When they set that fire, they wanted to destroy the paperwork and leave the corpses for us to find. This is Bonham's work. It is a threat, don't you see?
I don't care. Right now, I've got to. We need to find Casper.
Alfie.
He's here. I know he's here. I can feel it. The feeling. The ties binding us. I feel it.
Alfie, can't you tell?
Shut up, Nej. Just let me do this.
Okay.
Casper. Cas. Where are you?
Use your senses, Alfie. Breathe deep.
down the hall?
Yes, but...
Casper! It's a... So many bodies. Casper! Where are you?
Alfie, please.
Shut up, Nash! He's here, I know he's here.
Yes, but Alfie, you're sensing...
Shut up!
D'accord, little one, as you wish.
Casper! Casper, I found you. I found you. Cass. Hey. Cass. Hey. Look at me, Casper.
Mon petit, let him rest. Please.
You will shut up. You'll shut up. Please, Cass. You're okay. You're in there, Casper. Come on, Cass. Please. Casper. This isn't funny anymore. Wake up! Cass, please. Fuck you, Casper. Wake up. No, no, no.
Mon petit.
We can't. We can. You can fix it. You can fix him. Your blood. Ancient blood. You can
I
fix
can't,
him.
Mon petit. I'm so sorry.
It's too late. We should... Sooner.
Mon coeur, he has been dead since the day he called you.
No.
Breathe in, Alfie. His veins have not known blood for months.
You knew. You. All this time. You knew he was dead. And you didn't tell me.
I did not know for certain.
But you knew.
I knew that Bonham would assume if Casper came, I would follow. He would be trying to tie up loose ends as soon as Casper arrived.
Why didn't you tell me?
You are so new still, little one.
I am not a child.
No, you are not.
You liar. You fucking liar. I hate you.
Okay.
Why did you... Why?
I wanted to keep you safe.
It doesn't matter if I'm safe. It's not about me.
Sweet little thing. You being safe is the only thing that matters. We had access to a phone. He could make one call. When he did, he called you and told you to run. If he wanted to save himself, he would have called me.
He's an idiot.
At last. Something we can agree on.
Cass. I'm sorry. Nash. Nash, we can't leave him here.
I know. What do you want to do?
I want him to be okay.
Little love, this is as okay as he is ever going to be again. Sine igni. Paeus bestis.
What?
Without the fire, they are worse off than the beasts. Where they failed, we will succeed. We will set this place ablaze, little one.
Wait.
What?
The files, all this research. We'll have to take it with us.
Mon grand-leur.
It's what Casper would have wanted.
Oui, but Casper was an idiot.
Nash, please.
Ah, fine, fine. I will grab the boxes. Can you carry him?
Yes. I can carry him.
I'm sorry, mon petit.
I don't forgive you.
I know.
Thank you.
Not Quite Dead is written, edited, and performed by Ayra Major under a Creative Commons 4.0 international license. The show is made possible by the generous support of our supporters over on Patreon. Consider subscribing over at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios or leave a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/hangingsloths. Live, laugh, bite.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.